Milwaukee County officials say they were caught off guard when they found out their health insurance contract had lapsed. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Democrats introduce a new bill that would legalize marijuana, but it's likely doomed in the state legislature. And former Judge Hannah Dugan's lawyers are raising constitutional questions as they look to get her felony conviction overturned. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
The employee responsible for letting Milwaukee County's health insurance contract lapse is out. Evan Casey has more.
Milwaukee officials were caught off guard when they learned late last week that the contract covering thousands of county employees and retirees had expired at the end of last year. Felicia Martin is a Milwaukee County supervisor.
I'm in a state of disbelief.
County Executive David Crowley is urging the board to approve a new contract later this week. Crowley is running for governor as a Democrat. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is running against him. In a social media post, Tiffany said, quote, "If Crowley can't run a county, how is he going to run a state?" Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is also running for governor as a Democrat. She said the lapse showed a, quote, "breakdown in leadership." A spokesperson for Crowley's campaign said he's the only candidate with hands-on experience solving these kinds of problems. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State health officials have confirmed a case of measles in a University of Wisconsin-Madison student. The individual lives in an off-campus apartment. They contracted the measles virus during international travel. Five locations on UW-Madison's campus and nearby have been identified as places where the public was exposed early last week. They include Union South and Waisman Center, which houses several UW Health specialty clinics for children. Kate Luther from Public Health Madison in Dane County says her agency has worked to identify people who may qualify for post-exposure treatment.
There is a window that if we do know of certain vulnerable populations that are vulnerable, that are not immune, there are some treatment options that we can provide.
Measles is highly contagious and can cause fever, cough, and even severe reactions like brain damage. The two-dose measles vaccine is 97% effective and is good for life. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill to fully legalize marijuana in Wisconsin. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it's essentially doomed in the GOP-held legislature.
The proposal would allow Wisconsinites to buy marijuana for both medical and recreational use, and it would create a path for reevaluating the sentences of people currently locked up on marijuana charges. Representative Darren Madison of Milwaukee said the bill would expand opportunity and right a historic wrong.
Arresting someone for smoking weed does not make our neighborhood safer. It limits access to jobs, housing, education, and stability for life.
Over the years, Democrats have repeatedly introduced bills to legalize cannabis, and Governor Tony Evers has proposed legalization in his budgets. But GOP leadership says not on their watch. Republicans, who control which legislation moves forward, say they'll only back a very limited medical program. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN is back online after going dark for about 7 weeks due to a lack of funding. Wisconsin Eye's website was back up yesterday morning, including its archive of old videos. The nonprofit also live-streamed a press conference in the Capitol. The legislature's Joint Committee on Legislative Organization approved the funding. They're giving $50,000 to Wisconsin Eye for operation costs to resume broadcasting this month. Bill Leaders is president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council.
Wisconsin Eye has long been a tremendously important resource for Wisconsin and advances the cause of transparency in government.
The network went offline in December. It's raised more than $56,000 through a GoFundMe. That's still short of the campaign's $250,000 goal. Attorneys for former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan are raising constitutional questions as they seek to overturn her felony conviction. As Sarah Lear reports, a jury found Dugan guilty last year of impeding a federal immigration proceeding.
Dugan's legal troubles began last spring when she led a man through a side door of her courtroom. Federal agents had showed up to arrest him for being in the country illegally. The agents had what's known as an administrative warrant. It was signed by an official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In their latest filing, Dugan's attorneys argue that type of warrant did not give immigration officials the right to arrest someone inside the courthouse. If courts end up accepting that argument, it would have broad implications, says retired University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Howard Schwaber.
The ripple effect would mean that ICE agents should be barred from courthouses all over the country.
Federal prosecutors are due to respond to those arguments later this month. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, from wolves to badgers to rabbits, how to identify snow tracks in your own backyard. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
When snow blankets Wisconsin, beauty can be found as far as the eye can see. And when you look down, it's easy to spot a trail of footprints and claw marks. Wisconsin is home to more than 600 animal species, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. From wolves to badgers to rabbits, today we're exploring how to identify snow tracks in your own backyard. WPR's Alex Crow spoke with Leisha Kukan-Johnson. She's the naturalist and education director of the Northland Discovery Center in Manitowish Waters.
Which animals are Wisconsinites most likely to see tracks from this time of year?
So this time of year, we're going to see a lot of squirrel tracks. They're especially active right now with the cold weather. We're also going to start seeing a lot of our wild canines moving around the landscape as we're coming into kind of their mating time. And lots of birds, too. We've got our eagles and owls are out. Turkeys are in the northern part of the state here are quite active this time of year.
You teach local kids in northern Wisconsin about identifying animal snow prints. What does a simple footprint in the snow say about an animal's body and behavior?
Yeah, so what we're looking at are, you know, the actual track, so the footprint that's made in the snow. We're also looking at other animal sign that is left behind, whether it be fur, feathers, scratchings on a twig, branches that have been nipped off. And so when we're looking at tracks, we're counting toes. We're looking at how far apart the tracks are, the individual footprints. We're looking at how wide they are, measuring them for size, also looking for things like scat, left behind, anything to tell us who's been there, what have they been doing, and what can we learn from their actions.
I assume there's an easy answer to this question, but is there a favorite when you tell the kids there are multiple signs to look for? You mentioned scat there.
Yeah, it can really tell us a lot about, you know, an animal marking its territory. We can investigate what the animal's eating. You can tell the health of an animal. Kids just seem to really get drawn to the scat.
Depending on what part of the state you're in, you might see wolf tracks this time of year. How does a wolf print differ from the common dog?
Wolf tracks are about 4.5 inches long, so they're quite large. But we do have a lot of large domestic dogs running around as well. So domestic dog feet tend to splay out more. So their toes spread out a little bit more as they walk, where a wolf is going to have more of like a, their toes are going to stay together. And if you were to draw a shape around that footprint, it's going to form more of a diamond shape versus like a giant circle of a domestic dog where their toes are kind of splaying out, spreading out a little bit more. If you looked on the side of the road is usually where wolves will kind of travel. And so what you're going to look for is the wolf tracks are going to go pretty much in a straight line. They don't have time or the energy to kind of lollygag around, sniffing things left to right, wandering all over the place. Domestic dogs are more, what's over here? What's over there?
We also have a lot of bird enthusiasts who listen to WPR, bird watching or birding. How can you tell the difference, say, between a turkey, an eagle, or a pheasant?
So if you see a track, you can measure it. 6 to 7.5 inches for an eagle, 5 inches for a turkey. Count the number of toes. If you've got, you know, three in the front, one long one in the back, and it's kind of a thicker looking foot, they're kind of bulky, the toes are wider, you're going to have an eagle. If there's only three in the front and they're a little skinnier, you're probably looking at a turkey in that size. But you also have to think about, we've got grouse or maybe some pheasants around, and they also show three toes, but they're about half, maybe even a quarter of the size of a turkey track.
When we're factoring in snowfall and, of course, the time of day, you got to get sunlight this time of year, when would you recommend tracking snow prints?
We do tracking surveys here at the North Lakeland Discovery Center for the Wisconsin DNR, and we tend to go out in the morning after like a light snowfall. If you wait later in the day, especially if the sun is out or it's warm, an animal track, as the sun hits that snow, it will actually increase in size as it's kind of melting. So it can really throw off your measurements if you're really trying to identify these tracks.
Leisha Kukan-Johnson, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Leisha Kukan-Johnson. She's the Naturalist and Education Director of the North Lakeland Discovery Center in Manitouish Waters. She spoke with Alex Crow about how to identify snow tracks from Wisconsin's favorite creatures. Now for a look at the forecast. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries early to the north. Otherwise, some sunshine for other areas in the state, as well as quiet. Highs expected to reach in the upper 10s to the north and low 20s south. And then tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold. Expect temperatures hovering around zero throughout the state. And then tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy skies. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.